A new topic is picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan, the other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is June 24th, 2017, and this is Episode 5, Knights of Cydonia. I'm Jared.
And I'm Justin.
Thangram Shodan Hajimior.
Cydonia.
No, not season two theme.
Not season two theme?
Season one theme.
Season one theme, but I like season two theme.
Yeah, it is to have the catchier line.
So we watched, on your request, we watched season one and two of Knights of Cydonia because you were gone off to Hawaii. You went off on vacation.
It's good to be back. Yeah, I think I had 3 weeks to watch this. I had seen this whole thing, but actually I watched the entire two seasons in 1 week. Because I was supposed to watch it dirt while I was out of town, but mm-hmm. I was so jet lagged. I came back. I had a 12-hour, it was almost like 24 hours, like flying. And I was so dead tired. The next day I watched like 8 all in a row, and then every night I was like, okay, if I watch it this many times in the night, I can have it done by the day. So I just like, I'm refreshed on it. So I off air, you know this, but I have I think I'm up to 30 questions that I came up with. I eventually cut myself off and I was like, okay, I think I'm good. So yeah, man, I'm excited about this one. I've been wanting to do this one for a while just because it's not like a well-known anime. It was well-received, but I think it's a really good and should be at the top of everyone's, like, least top 20 list.
Yeah, I think it'd be up there for me. I would say my quick thoughts are it took me a little bit to get into it. I think because they don't really explain anything for you in the show. Yeah. Like, there's no real exposition until, like, episode 4 or 5, I can't really remember. It's like the episode they get lost in space, and then they're just like, okay, here's a little bit of lore.
They do a little couple flashbacks. Yeah,
they don't tell you nothing, really. So it can be hard to get into, like, the setting and the story and all that for some people. It took me a little bit to, like, get in there, but once I was in, man, I was in. I loved it.
I'm glad. Yeah, it was I knew it'd be kind of weird to get into just because it's not like when I first mentioned it to you, it had like a thriller to kind of like space horror type vibe to it. Mm-hmm. It is very kind of obscure, and we can talk about it more later, but I just wanted to introduce you something a little bit different than where we've been doing. Kind of go a little bit. It's not like the goofy. It has some goofy parts in it, but it's not a goofy anime.
Right. I laughed a lot in season two.
It does have some really humorous moments, and a lot of it's like subtle humor.
Right, humor. Season two is a lot funnier, I think. With like, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Smoogery.
Smoogie.
Okay, Smoogie. like once that character comes in, I'm laughing like every 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah. It's and we have some stuff like that after in the after show. Let's get into this showdown because I am going to win and I have something I want you to watch for next week.
All right, let's go. I also have something to watch for us, but I don't know if I'm going to win. So let's go.
Yeah. So, I think, do I start?
Yes, you start.
Okay, it's my week. Okay, so I'm going to start. So this is, we got our counter up.
It is, I just pulled it up.
I have my analog scorecard.
Yes.
In case we're hacked. So,
okay, prepared.
Here we go. First question. This is a softball one, all right? By the way, just for your own benefit, I've been adding even more multiple choice. Mainly because it was a two-season one. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of help. So,
well, I'm not helping you at all. Most of mine are true answers.
That's fair. Okay, so here we go. First question.
All right.
What was the name of the Mark 17 guard Tanikaze piloted, or Nagate?
Okay.
Nagate.
This was.
And here, no, this is a multiple choice. Okay. A, Tsugumori, B, Tsugimari, C, Tatsugami, or D, Utsugachi.
Okay, it's either A or B, but they sound so similar. Can you say them again?
A, Tsugumori, D, B, Tsukemari, C, Tatsugami.
It's A.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. All right. Starting off right.
Yay. All right. Now, here is a 50-50 one for you, sir. True or false? Nagate and Hoshishiro are lost in space for more than 2 weeks. True or false?
Let's see. More than 2 weeks. I'm gonna say, because their dial was, they had so much food for so much time, mm-hmm. and it was miscalculated.
Yes, because it was damaged.
And we say they had a miss, so it was lower. I'm going to say false. Lock it in. I'm
going to say false. You are incorrect, sir. It was exactly what? 3 weeks that they were out there, so it was more than two.
That is bullcrap.
Yes.
Damn you. All right. I'm not starting. Maybe it's only the first question, all right?
First one.
Nothing's ever decided in the first question. Okay. This is not a multiple choice. Okay. This is a free answer. Okay. What did they say they sent? Where did they say they sent people once they had lived out their lives? What was the thing called?
Does it need to be exactly the name?
Kind of needs to be. I mean, you can tell me. I can do a judge's ruling on it.
It was the organic. Oh man, it's where they sent them to like decompose them and get their nutrients and all that good stuff.
Just so gross, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of like makes
Soylent Green.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah. You know? But, I mean, I don't know if I agree with them doing it while they're still alive. Why don't you just let them die of old age and then do it?
They're sucking up resources, man.
It was like the organic material reactor or something. I know it started with the organic. Organic. I'm going to say organic material reactor. I know that that's not exactly it, but final answer. Yeah.
Okay. You got two out of the three words. I'm thinking about giving it to you.
All right.
So it was, you got the first and last
one. Okay.
It's organic converter reactor.
Converter reactor. All right.
So, I mean, it was close.
I don't know. That's up to you.
Since you got two out of three, I'm going to give it to you. That might be my downfall.
Oh, we will see.
All right. Okay, go.
What special ability does Nagate possess? Short answer.
What ability does he possess?
Yeah, he has...
Oh.
Yep, he...
I know. He has the ability to heal quickly. Final answer.
Ding.
Hell yes, yeah.
I have it down as rapid healing. Because he definitely gets punched in the face a lot. And he always grows his nose back. And it's great.
That may be one of your questions. I'm probably going to ruin it. But I'll talk about it later. Okay. I don't want to ruin your questions. There's one thing that happened with him. Out of all the deaths in this two seasons, this one thing grossed me out the most. So, okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Free answer. Okay. As a prank, this is early in season one, what did the other cadets put in Nagate's locker?
Rice. Final answer.
What was it? They did later, but that was as like a. The first thing was deodorant because they said he was stinky.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they even.
I remember the rice.
Yeah, thing. They did. They, it was deodorant. Yeah, because it was. He was like, deodorant? Huh? Yeah, he's. Okay, there we go.
All right. Oh, hold on. I just lost our little scoreboard thing. There it is. Okay. What does.
Screw me, man.
What does Ina Hoshijiro repeatedly write on the glass wall? Short answer.
Nagate. Final answer.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that was. It's funny because when I first watched this, I wasn't studying Japanese, and so now when I see it, I was like, "Oh, she's just writing his name over and over again," because I didn't like know what she was writing. Yeah, that's another thing we have to talk about. By the way, I love this anime, and you thought it was weird.
I thought it was weird, but I liked it.
We're going to talk about why you don't kiss aliens and weird gauna.
Next question.
This is a multiple choice. Oh, should I? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. How much of Cydonia is seawater? A, a third. B, half. C, an eighth. Or D, a fourth. How much of Cydonia is seawater?
Okay. I know it's a big portion. I'm going to say a third. Maybe it's a fourth. I'm going to say a third. Final answer.
That is incorrect, sir. It is a fourth.
It is a fourth. Ah, man.
Yes. You were close. I was afraid you were going to get that one from the multiple choice.
I remembered it was a really big portion of it.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of cool. I mean, you think about... They thought out a lot of the physics and the things you would need for a space, city or, half planet or moon or whatever. I mean, you would need all this stuff. Like, you would need, seawater and, something like that to have, food and stuff. But it was, its own ecosystem. It was pretty cool. So, All right.
This is a multiple choice. I don't think it needs to be a multiple choice. But I'll give you it to you. What is a tradition that pilots do before their flights? Do they eat rice balls, photosynthesize, hold hands, or practice in the training module?
They definitely do not photosynthesize. That was a term for something else in this show. They hold hands. They do their clasp, whatever that was. I think it was C.
Final answer. Where you are correct. That is correct. They hold hands.
Superstition. Mm-hmm. Okay, this next one. A lot of my questions really get into the episode.
Okay.
So you had to be paying attention to some things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When Gauna 8487, I mean, I'm gonna tell you which one this one is.
All right.
It was the one that defeated the Akai strike team. This is after they were the best of the best. Mm-hmm. They went out. It was after they were defeated. This is Gauna 487 evaded the heavy mass cannon fire. Remember, it kind of it shifted around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
At what direction did the captain order the ship's thrusters to be accelerated? I'm going to give you a multiple choice. Horizontally, vertically, perpendicularly, or diagonally? This is the one that caused massive damage. Which, by the way, is really gross.
Yeah,
what direction?
I'm going to say diagonally. Final answer.
You're correct. Yay! Good guess. Yeah. Yay, Justin.
I got one.
Good guessing. Would you have gotten that if I didn't give you multiple choice?
I probably would have said to the side. Like,
oh, so you need to be specific, damn it.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
All right.
What does Izana's robotic hand allow her to do other than have 5 extra fingers? Short answer.
What does it allow her to do?
Gives her a special thing that she can do. Besides having 5 extra fingers.
I'm going to say it allows her to interface with her guard that so that she can like essentially have the interface and kind of like control it using her bionicle arm and see stuff. So that's short answer for you. Lock it in.
That's correct.
Yes.
That is
hell correct. Yeah. All right. Do I want to give you that one that was similar to your question?
Ooh, similar.
Okay. That was kind of mean.
Bring it.
Give it to you anyway.
Bring it.
What was the name of the last ship Cydonia had contact with after Earth split? Open answer.
I have the one.
You have it. Damn it. What was it? Maybe you got the wrong one.
It's opossums. I don't know how to say it.
There's no opossums in space.
Justin. Opossums. You know opossums. It's final answer. Opossums.
Correct. Damn it. That wasn't mean enough. It's not fun when you know it. Because
that was too good of a question not to have.
It's true. That's the problem with it. Like, all the really good questions were... I was afraid you'd probably get it. All right.
So, am I counting that one since...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm counting it. There we go.
If you have it. I mean, it's just... These essentially are like your notes.
Yes. Okie doke. Well, sir... Where was my next one? Okay. What is Yuhata's hobby? Short answer.
Oh, I actually have this question.
Okay.
It is model building.
Yes.
Final answer.
That's correct.
Specifically, Gunpla type models. By the way, in our after show, y'all should be listening to it. We have a swag bag portion. Stay tuned. Get you a link. You can buy this.
What are we doing? Oh. Are we sponsored?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
Oh, okay.
Gundam Planet.
I thought we were making money, yo.
Yeah, man. We're racking it in. Episode 5. No, see, you can buy a model and build it yourself of these guards. Oh, it's badass.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. My turn.
Like small soldiers, you can buy the toys that are in the show.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is a funny one. Okay. At the party celebrating Nagate and the other cadets' promotion to guard pilots, Yuhata asks Nagate what he is drinking so she can get him a refill. What does Nagate say he is drinking? Open answer.
I do not remember. Final answer.
Soy sauce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. I remember that.
They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, I did. I would have remembered it, though.
Just like, I have soy sauce. What's funny, because like, you think he's been eating, and this is my big beef. I have a thing I have to show about this, but he's been eating rice for, what, 15 years?
Yes. Maybe some rats, maybe. I don't know.
What's he gross?
Well, it's some meat, you know.
All right. Oh, my head.
All right.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're ahead by one.
Your question.
All right. What is the name of the material that is used to kill Grauna? Short answer.
Wait, say that again. You cut off.
Oh, I did. I'm very sorry. What is the name of the material that is needed to be used to kill Gauna. Guano. That's what I kept thinking of.
It kind of looks like guano at some points. It is called... This is open yes. answer. It's called Kabi. Final
That's
answer.
Correct, sir. It is called Kabi or Kabazashi for the longer term.
Isn't Kabazashi when it's like in the lance form?
Maybe. I don't know. The
material was called Kabi.
I thought Kabi was just short term for it, but I don't know. But how, okay, can we, like, I want to know more about this world and, like, why they found a big triangle filled with these spears. Like,
no, it wasn't a triangle, damn it. It was an upside down pyramid.
Yeah, it was upside down pyramid. And it just had,
it's a big block of cheese.
It had all of these things in it, and it's the only thing that can kill guanos. So, like, I need to know more about this world. I've watched 2 seasons, and I've got nothing. I've got barely anything.
Payback, all right, for Twin Peaks. I got nothing from Twin Peaks. Now, I have not read the manga, and I do want to read that because I'm sure they add more there, but they're further ahead in the story than the. I do too, man. I have a lot of questions, but I was satisfied with what they've given us.
No,
so
I'm
far.
I'm enjoying it. I would just like. More information, that would be great. Like if I could get just a whole episode of exposition, that I would love it. Like, yeah, would love it.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I think you might get all this right. One. This is a open answer one. The gigantic Gona at the end of season 1 was. So large, mainly because of what? Why was it so large?
Why was it so large?
Yeah. Remember the one at the end of season 1?
What? It's because it absorbed the colony ship that tried to get away. Isn't that what it was? That's what I'm going to say. Final answer.
Incorrect. That was season 2.
That was season 2. Damn it.
Season 1, it engulfed an asteroid. Mm. And it was hurtling it toward Cydonia.
Damn it. Okay. I couldn't even remember which one it was. I knew one got the...
That was tricky because they did both.
Yeah, they did both. Because remember, they said... I think they even said that one was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking about. Okay.
By the way, one thing before you answer, you say your question. One thing I want to know, the biggest thing, is what happened to the other ships that left Earth. Where did they go? Why aren't they fighting?
And that's. I think they'll bring back the opossums one because they named it. So
it's Chekhov's floating city in space.
Yes, I think we'll see that again. Hopefully. All right. So next question is: who orders the execution of the Immortal Council? Short answer.
I know. I'm trying to remember. Did I write it down? I don't have this question, but I'm trying to. Did I not write this down?
Did you write it down?
I'm not searching the internet, everybody.
Cheater.
People who are listening. No, I'm trying to find her name. They said it a bajillion times. It's the captain. The captain does it. Final answer.
I'll give you credit for that because it is the captain, and her name is Yama. Kobayashi.
Kobayashi, yeah. Damn it! I knew.
Kobayashi.
Yeah, I. That's who I was thinking of. I'm not saying that.
She was the captain. That's fair. All right. Next question.
Okay. What is the actual age of the clone sisters? No. The actual age of the clone sisters is around how many years? And it's multiple choice. 4, 6, 5, or 3?
I remember being young. I want to say 6. Final answer.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
It's 5.
Ah!
Looks like I'm picking for next week.
Damn it.
Like, afterwards, we're going to do... I have a bajillion questions, so... All right, go.
All right. Let's see. Which one of these do I want to do?
To give me your hardest one that you think is the hardest.
I already gave you, like, my hardest ones. All right. These last ones I have aren't hard. You won, asshole. All right. No. So... When Nagate is revisiting his home underground, what is he given by the factory workers?
Oh, bag of rice.
Yeah.
Final answer.
That's correct.
Damn it. Okay, here's one. What is... Okay, now you need to... I'm going to specify. This is season one, not
this
season
is,
two.
This is the last one, right?
Well, yes, yours last one. In my last one, yeah. So I guess the last one. What is Hoshijiro's guard number? This is
702.
Let me, before you lock it in, this is season one.
Oh, does it change? I don't know. It's not 702. Final answer.
You gotta lock it in.
Okay, man. Final answer, 702.
It's 701. But it's so dumb because her guard number is 701. She becomes a Gauna. It's 701. Then in season two, it changes to 702.
And that's what I'm thinking of because on the face, it's 702. Damn it. All right, whatever. All right.
Whatever, man.
Whatever, man.
Goddamn questions.
All right, so last question for me. But you already won. So, what is the name given to the guano that absorbed Hoshijiro and took the shape of a guard? You already know this.
The Crimson Hawk Moth or something like that? Crimson Moth? Crimson Hawk Moth. I'm going to go with Crimson Hawk Moth.
That's correct. And that's such a silly name. I don't know why that they named it that.
Did I get it exactly right, or is
it Crimson Hawk Moth? It's Crimson Hawk Moth. That is the name.
Well, here's what I think. Last season, the season two, it makes sense because it kind of had like a mothy, like feature to it. Mm-hmm. It had like that weird like, I don't know.
It did not. Moth-y. It did not have that in season one though. It did not look like.
Yeah.
That. No. It just looked like a regular guard. A red guard.
I don't. Hey, you know what? Japanese people, all right?
Why didn't they just name it the Red Guard?
Maybe it was a translation error. By the way, that was not a racist statement about Japanese people. I'm just saying there's sometimes a translation error, or maybe there's some reason in the anime. Mm-hmm. But
All right.
I win.
You win. What are we watching next week?
You want to do that now?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. It's got a fan base. The ones you had an issue with this one is that there's not a lot of fan stuff. But we got some stuff.
Okay.
I wanted to pick one that had a fan base to it. So, before we do that, let me double check it. I already double checked it. So, I was triple checking it. We are going to watch One Punch Man.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Have you seen this?
I watched the first episode.
Okay. We're watching One Punch Man. This show is hilarious. So, and it has a good fan following. So yeah, that's what we're doing.
I am excited.
Yes. You'll fall in love with this derpy, bald-headed superhero who can destroy anybody with a single punch. Hence his name, One Punch Man.
All right, so we're watching One.
And you won't believe how he got his power. It's revealed in like episode 3.
Awesome. Excited.
Yes.
I've been wanting
to. And just in time, I finished my beer.
I've got a little bit more of my drink left.
Is that a white Russian?
Si, senor. It is.
Or is that cat milk?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, let me go through my questions. See which ones you would have gotten.
Okay.
So, what is the name? Oh, how many do you have left? Do you have any left over?
No. Oh, I do have one, but you know it, I'm sure. Nagate leave in his old underground home after revisiting it?
Oh, his knight medal that he got from that bullshit medal doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. It's all for political posturing. It's all fake. Fake news.
So here we are. What do you call it? Maybe I had too much. That was too much beer.
That
for
was
me.
Just one.
I might have lied to you. I might be three beers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So. Okay, here we go. My question was, what was the name of the particle that the Gauna gave off?
The Hegis particle.
Hegis. Man, what's with your pronunciation tonight?
Fuck you. It doesn't matter.
They pronounce it clearly. Hegis.
Whatever.
Okay.
Hegis. Whatever.
Don't you have subtitles turned on?
Yes, and it's H-E-I-G-U-S, I think, isn't it? Hegis.
H-E-I-G-U-S. Yeah, Hegis. Hegis. It's not Hegis. Is this going to be a GIF and GIF argument?
I mean, it seems Hegis. Like it's going that way.
Okay, anyway, you got it.
Which are based on real things? Or the real theoretical, the Higgs particle?
You should put that in the after show notes.
I mean, I just
cut this whole
I
part
just
out.
Said that. Like, I just...
No,
I
you just cut the whole damn thing
I just
out.
I just said it. I mean...
Cut this part out. And paste it into the after show. Just like randomly, like over one of my sentences. Okay, next question. Now that humanity can photosynthesize, how many times do they have to eat? This is multiple choice.
Once a week.
One. Fuck you.
Why didn't you ask me these?
You know what? I'm glad I didn't ask that one. Get that uppity attitude.
You're asking me all these. I mean, Jesus, goddamn.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. When Hoshijiro and Nagate are stranded in the Tsugumori, mm-hmm. they are calculating how many days of food and water they have between them. Factoring everything in, how many days do they estimate they have left altogether? Here's a multiple choice. 20 days, 10 days, 6 days, 14 days.
20 days, I think.
Wrong. It was 10 days. Okay. I think it was might have been 20 originally, but that's what I was saying. Like after the calculate and like all that stuff, it was 10. What was the name of Nagate's grandfather?
Sayato something. I don't remember.
Hiroki.
Totally not what off. I was trying to say.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Okay. What was I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think you're being a little racist, actually.
There's someone named Sayoto or something like that. Okay.
You're digging that hole
okay,
deeper,
just
man.
Okay, keep going. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. After Earth was split in two, roughly 400 seed ships, including Cydonia, were launched into space. Mm-hmm. True or false?
True. I don't think they say how many, but I think they say hundreds.
False. It was actually, they said it was like 500.
Okay. I remember them saying hundreds. I didn't remember exactly how many.
Okay, what is Miss Hayama's, the bear, what is her first name? It's something that she does not like to be called. Open answer.
I don't remember.
It was Lala.
Lala, okay. I remember the scene, because Izana says, she calls her by that name, and then she hangs her out the window.
$50 at the courthouse. Get the thing changed. what does... By the way, the word I was thinking about like 5 years ago was patronize.
I have no idea what this is in reference to. When were you thinking about this word?
When you go to sleep and you sober up, tomorrow you re-listen to this and you'll see that I could not think of a word like 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God, I have no idea. Like when were you trying to think of What? Patronize.
We think we're talking about the Haggis particle. Oh,
the Haggis.
The Haggis particle. Okay, here we go. Yeah, listen back to it. It's a real thing.
All right.
What does Hoshijiro use to rehydrate Nagate?
Oh, her piss water.
Okay, you can. There are children listening to this goddamn podcast, all right?
Is explicit on iTunes, thank you.
Filtered urine, all right? Of the 11 identical sisters, who was the one who broke Nagata's nose when he was caught looking in the girls' locker room? Yeah, correct. I was going to give you multiple choice, but you got it.
She broke his nose like twice.
Did she do it the later one? I know
she kicks the door down in his face.
It was when I first watched this. He looked in there and he like closed the door. I was like, oh, he's gonna get away safe. No, she kicks the door off the hinges. Okay, what does IPM stand for? They use it.
IPM.
It's a thing.
I don't remember.
Interplanetary missile.
Okay. No, I didn't remember that.
They use to destroy planets. Which one of these squad? I wrote squado, but I actually meant squads.
Squado.
I was not drunk. When I wrote this question. Mm-hmm. I promise. Which one of these squados was not present at the battle with the three Gauna guards?
I have no idea. I don't know any of the squad names.
Well, it's multiple choice. Samari, Kintama, Nakazono, or Kunato. Mm.
The third one.
Nakazono? Yeah. No. It was B, Kintama. Okay. And I made that one up. Actually, you know what Kintama means in Japanese? Testicles.
If I knew Japanese, I would have probably guessed that that's not what it was.
Fun fact for everybody. Mm-hmm. Kintama consists of two kanji. Kin, which means gold. Mm-hmm. And tama, which means balls.
Gold balls.
So, gold balls in Japanese, testicles.
Oh.
Resist the patriarchy. Here we go. What did Kobayashi... God damn it. I did write her goddamn name down. Kobayashi, right here, question number 19. Mm. I'm a dumbass. Here we go. What did Kobayashi say they wanted to extract from Ochiai?
Something.
You're right. There was something. Could you be more specific? Nope. Terraforming technology.
Okay, I don't remember that. Okay.
Which, by the way, makes sense. Because, you know, they want to eventually have...
They want to take that planet. They wanted to exterminate all the guano on that planet. And
by the way, that huge fucking Gauna...
Wasn't that fucking weird?
It was fucking weird.
So many what the fuck moments in this show. Like, what the fuck is that?
That was probably what the fuck moment, like, number 60. here we go. All right, I got that one. Which clone sister fell from the sky to apologize to Nagate? N, Ren, Sen, or Nen?
I'm
going
to say Ren.
These are all Ren. You're correct. By the way, those are all their actual sisters' names. I looked it up. There's like 11 or 14.
And there's a bunch.
When I first watched this, I was so confused because of the whole clone thing. Like, Izana, like, her and her grandma, like, I was having trouble figuring out who was who at certain points. I already did the one. What happened to the ship carrying Cydonia colonists to the Lem star system?
It's absorbed.
Yep. In the battle against Gauna 550, Izana lost two limbs that were replaced by prosthetics. Which limbs were replaced?
Her right arm and her left leg.
Correct. The Gauna that was created from absorbing... The Gauna that was created from absorbing the Cydonian colony ship was designated Gauna 500. True or false?
Sure.
False. Oh, okay. It was 550. After the Gauna cannon blew up and repairs were underway, Izana wanted to cook her grandma's famous what?
I don't want to cook her grandma's famous. Oh, it was some kind of stew. Yeah, I don't remember. It was just stew.
Okay. Last one. You already got that one. It was what was Nagate's favorite hobby. All right, man. We did it. Well, I did it.
You won.
I did win. You did win. So we were talking about this before the show. We're going to put a hard cap on the winning streak since all I do is win.
I mean, no matter what, what?
I would say cue the music, but we would get blocked on YouTube.
We probably already got taken down just because what I said. So
it's got to be like 15 seconds, doesn't it?
It's all automatic now. I don't know.
So what we're doing is when somebody wins and gets to pick three times, which this next one would be my third time, and if I win the last one, it will get reverted back to the other person to start. So you get a hat trick, and then you get to start over. So, all right, man, let me hear what you thought of it.
I really enjoyed it. That's my overall thing. I am excited for season three. I will definitely watch it when it comes out. I want more answers. I've already said that, but I feel like not enough is really explained in this universe. You're kind of just thrown into it, and the kind of like the quick backstories can kind of be a little confusing, like the quick flashbacks and stuff like that. Like the little flashbacks with Kobayashi and the bear lady, stuff like that.
She'd be pissed at you.
As I was saying about many what the please fuck don't. Moments. What was that little fucking thing that chopped off that one girl's finger?
What was that? Okay, you're talking about the first episode of season two.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I watched that when I first watched this, like a year or so ago. I saw that. I was like, what in the hell is that? And I rewound it like a couple times. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was like, whatever. Maybe they'll explain it later.
No.
They don't.
No.
And then I watched it this time. I was like, what in the fuck is that? Like, it cuts her head off, doesn't it?
I don't think it cuts her head off. Does it cut her head off?
I thought it cut her head off.
I know it cuts her finger off. Which that was a great scene. Like I was like, oh my god, these must be like booby trapped cactuses, because she was about to touch the cactus, and I was like, oh my god, like I couldn't believe it. But then that little thing is just sitting on the floor, and I was just like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, you keep talking. I'm gonna look this up.
Okay. Yeah. Look that up. I need answers for that. The moment that the probe pops out of Tsumoji, like that freaking thing is
okay. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read this verbatim. Right. This is off of the Reddit forums. Knights of Cydonia Season 2 discussion. Things that stood out. This is the first thing that stood out. The very first episode, Kunato Morio and his sidekick encounter a literal tiny knight.
Yes.
And the brain-controlled tentacle monsters.
Yes.
Turns out you can fix decapitations, brainwash people, and trick people into ignoring your maniacal laughter in the background if you have enough tentacle power. What was Ochiai's... Was Ochiai... Because it was Ochiai, I guess. Mm-hmm. Was Ochiai always a tiny person with tiny medieval armor? Seriously, what was with that scene? I don't think anyone answered
it. There's not enough people to watch the show.
Okay, goes. Some people answered it. That was his backup plan. He was seeking immortality. He made those copies of his mind to continue his research. It wasn't his mind, though. It was his actual freaking person.
Yeah, but the little thing in the tube that gets in Kanato's head is his mind.
Yeah. But that doesn't explain the tiny person.
Yeah, that does not explain the tiny person. Nothing explains that. Go.
Nothing explains it. And it doesn't come back.
No.
Like, I don't understand if it came back and explained it. Tiny Ochi. Here we go. My first one was Knights of Cydonia Season 2, Episode 1, Tiny Person. There we go. Tiny. Tiny?
Tiny.
Nope. Small.
Mm-hmm.
Miniature. I'm doing little. What the hell? Okay, forget it. Okay. We're never going to learn. Damn it.
So,
okay,
anyway.
Tiny person.
Sumoji's probe is so weird. It looks.
Wait, no, you're getting. Okay, we're getting some after shows up. Yeah, it was really weird. It just looks like a giant penis.
Yes!
Just
yes!
Like, but it was like. It wasn't just that. It was like. It was like folded into like a button.
Yeah.
Like a button, like orifice. Mm-hmm. And then it had these like two little like tentacle hands.
Not just two. It had like 30.
Yeah. There was a lot of like outright and a lot of times like subversive like tentacle hentai type undertones in the show. I mean, it was. I alluded to it at the beginning of the show, but the weird Gauna kiss at the end.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I understand that you have a thing for Hoshijiro, but someone's sticking all those like weird doodles down your throat.
Push her away.
You'd like crank that sword up into that heart faster. Yeah, that was really disturbing. Oh, by the way, okay, so my thing, I was saying it earlier, the thing that actually grossed me out the most, that tentacle kiss was really weird. It was actually the first episode when Nagate's hand, his fingers snap back when he fell out of the rice like grinder or whatever. That thing, like, I can't stand broken fingers. So you said about what episode did you start to come around?
I think it was the episode that they got lost in space. That was the episode I started really liking the characters. Because, I mean, that was them just, like, kind of just talking to each other and all that. And I think that's the episode that I got into it. Fighting the big monster on the asteroid or whatever, I didn't really care about. Even like, the guano as a whole of, like, an alien race. Like, they're neat. But I don't know. I don't want to say I don't care. But, like... I need to see more. Like, the Crimson Hawk Moth was, like, the coolest thing to come out of it. When, you know, when they're introducing, like, this absorbing power. Which they kind of show that because they kind of take the shape of humans and stuff like that. But I think the Crimson Hawk Moth thing was super cool. Especially Season 2 version of that was great. And, like, I would love to see more variety in the guanos. Talking about, you know, that big man that was crawling through those things on his legs like that.
That was I would have
wanted to see more. Side note, did this show kind of remind you of Starship Troopers?
No, not until you actually mentioned
it. Yeah, because
it's... Starship Troopers was like insects and stuff.
But, I mean, replace insects with guanos, like...
God damn it. You know, we have, like, an hour left of, like... Not an hour left of this, but, like, we're almost done with this. We're going to do an hour after show. If you're going to be saying guanos the whole goddamn time. It's going to be the shortest after show ever. Okay, so, listen. No, it didn't. I mean, mainly because...
Well, it just reminded me of that because the
I do see some overtones.
The civilization of, like, Cydonia was very militaristic, very propagandish. Pretty much spat on civilians that weren't military, then introducing the outer, you know, threat of the alien race that we do not understand, just like in, I don't know, it just kind of reminded me of Starship Troopers.
Yeah, I do see that. One thing I, because you, they have a lot of questions that they need to kind of answer. One thing I would like to see them kind of invest more in, it's just kind of like how life, like the society, I mean, more of the society type stuff like you're mm-hmm. talking about. But like, they allude it to, like, some of the pilots, they kind of go back into their past and stuff. And so you see them, like, growing up in these small little villages that exist inside mm-hmm. Cydonia. Like, you rarely saw any of that. Like, in Attack on Titan, you see a lot from, like, the peasant point right. of view. Like, where they live. Like, their relationship with the hierarchy, the government and stuff. This one, you only see that from mainly the pilot's point of view and from the government's point of right. view. They show a little bit of, like, the anti-war stuff. But once they leave on those ships, that's pretty much all gone. Yeah. Even when they were there, you didn't hear a lot mm-hmm. of it. So I'd like to see more of, like, more world building in that sense. Maybe the manga gets into it more, but I would like to see more of that. But yeah, I really got into it. It took me a while to get used to the animation style.
Oh yeah, that's another thing that I didn't even think to bring up.
Just because it's actually kind of more innovative. Just because that was starting to, I think it had been out for a while. I don't know if you've ever seen RBWY or RWBY.
No, I've seen the title. I have not watched it though.
Like using that kind of the CGI, like cel shaded type animation. Mm-hmm. At first, it was a little like it seemed a little too a mannequin to right. me. Like the move, like in normal and like regular anime, like the movements a lot are very fluid. Right. There's a lot of like a lot of action behind the lines. But this one, it took a while to kind of get used to. Also, I think they kind of stepped their game up in season 2.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think it gets better. The first couple of episodes, everything is kind of feels a little stiff, I think. The walking and stuff like that. Season 2, definitely a lot better. You start to, like, it gets in the back of your mind, and you forget about it, that this is a different kind of animation. I mean, at least for me, like, I just right. stopped thinking about it. I stopped noticing it.
Yeah. Same here. I'm glad you liked mm-hmm. it.
I did. I did like it. I really did.
Yeah. So so next week will be season. I think they only have one season. One Punch Man. It's gonna rock.
All right. I'm excited.
And yes,
I've been wanting to watch this.
So we got some social media stuff.
Yes. So you can follow us on Twitter at FanCramShow. There you can see us tweet about our show. You can follow me on Twitter at Justin_TheScott, and you can see all my ramblings, my random things that sometimes I tweet, sometimes I don't. You'll find out when you go to my Twitter.
Yep, and you can follow me at Tokidoki Tensai. That's TOKIDOKITENSAI. Tokidoki Tensai. And I've been trying to do. I'm going to do some more some artwork for this one for the video. But I'm want to do more recording of the art and just kind of pictures of just on the process stuff. Just cause I think it's be fun to put up on there. So if you follow the Twitter, mine and the FanCram Show. On Twitter, I'll be posting stuff there. And if you want to email us, you can email us at fancramshowdown@gmail.com. And I didn't hear it, but I don't know if you're going to do it in post. It's going to be in post. But, post, yes. So I reached out to a couple people for themes for like the shows we do. And mm-hmm. a lot of times they don't respond back. So we have to do stuff that's open source and stuff like that that doesn't have a copyright on it. But I got a response back from an awesome guy. His name is Stephen Finch, but he goes by DM Galaxy. The opening song you're going to hear is called Our Weapons, and it is by DM Galaxy, featuring, I think it's Kayla, is the person who collaborated with him. But in the video notes, you'll see links to his Spotify, and if you want to buy the song on iTunes, you can, and his SoundCloud page. So definitely check him out. His music is fucking awesome. And he was an awesome person to let us use a one-time use of his song for the show. So keep up the great work. And bye, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Join us for the after show.
Join us in the after show, folks. And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to rate us and review us. let us know what you think. Yes. Also, the links and stuff for the song will be in the podcast show notes and stuff like that. Not just on the video. I just wanted to let you know.
All right, we got to do this whole episode over.
Gotta do I fucked the it up. Whole thing over. All right. So what did we start with? I don't remember what was the opening thing. So, you know, we're gonna have to do the read off again. All right. Okay. Yep, so a new topic is picked each week. Okay.
But the good thing is you have already heard the questions, so you may get a better score.
God damn.
You may.
Okay. All right. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Yesterday.